Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, we are joined by an old friend of mine and a new friend of mine. We are here with the lovely Megan Mundy. She is the founder, the brains, the beauty behind everything that is Fashion Week of Rochester. I'm so excited here to talk about all the things we have coming up. Also, we have Swanko Smoothie, a new friend of mine. He is a designer. He is a co-founder. He is all the things. And you guys are collaborating together, you know, through Fashion Week, which you have in the past. Yes. So thank you both so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. It's always fun to be here, Breezy.
Meg, so we obviously have a long history. And for people that have missed our last conversations about Fashion Week, what is Fashion Week? Who is it helping? What is the overall arching vibe and theme of Fashion Week?
So Fashion Week of Rochester, this is our 15th year, and our vibe is fashion, fun, fabulous, and giving back to the community. So we are partnered with the Center for Youth, which is a charity started by teens for teens who are homeless, and they have all kinds of programs to benefit teens that need help in their very hard stages of life of being a teenager.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so awesome that we have a fundraiser such as Fashion Week to do that, because it's such an expressive art and it's fun and it brings community together while also raising awareness and raising funds for the youth in our community that is struggling. So I think it's really awesome. You have been at this for 15 years, which is insane. And even beyond Fashion Week, your career in fashion goes further. So for people who have missed our last conversations and about this, where did this all start? I know you have such a passion for fashion. Okay, Dr. Seuss. And there is a lot of deep-rooted stuff there. So go into that.
Absolutely. So I am a transplant here from the New Jersey area, and I went to FIT in New York, and I worked in the high end of fashion on Madison Avenue and did trunk shows for European designers and traveled all over and dressed private clients and worked with European designers. And we would just order custom clothes for all shapes and sizes. And then I moved to Rochester and I had to reinvent myself. And I had gone to Fashion Week in Toronto and I thought, this is something that Rochester would embrace. And the timing was perfect. So I started this 15 years ago. We started with two nights, and now we do five shows, two in the spring and three in the fall.
It's and really it's, evolved into yeah, it, something it, like bigger.
Absolutely. And it started as just fashion, and then it evolved into involving the community, like firefighters on the runway, yeah. EMT, all the people that help us in our lives. Yeah. And I always like to say that it is the inclusive Fashion Week, as opposed to most people think of Fashion Weeks as very exclusive.
Yeah.
But we want everybody to come, and that's reflected in our ticket prices and the different costs of all our designs. Everybody could find something to buy at our shows.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's awesome. And like just attesting as a model, and I've been a model for the past however many years, three, four, I'm not really too sure. I've been in a lot of your shows. You really are so inclusive when it comes to size, ability, disabilities, gender, sex, race, everything. There is so much that comes across that runway that not one person could look at them and be like, this is really catered to this person or this type of people. Like, there's just, it's none of it. It's awesome. And it's so culture forward. I mean, the hell, I was modeling a white t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was just, it's so awesome. And so I really commend you and applaud you for that, because it's not an easy thing to do, to make sure that everyone feels included. It's no easy feat.
Oh, 100%, especially in the climate that we're in mm-hmm. right now. I think, you know, you could always be seen in a way that you know you're not, but that's we just work really hard every day to always, it's just in my DNA. That's how I was brought up. I was brought up to bring people together. That was how my mother was. That was how my family was. And to be able to do it in this community and have, you know, a designer get discovered by someone that owns a fabulous jewelry store. Yeah. I mean, I want to bring all different groups together, regardless of race, socioeconomic background, yeah. and just appreciate what each other does in their creative space.
And finding friends and connection along the way, which is, I think, a great bridge to talk about our boy Swango Smoothie over here, because it seems like you guys have found such a connection. I mean, I gotta say, off air, Meg was kind of hyping you up. She was saying how cool you are and all the things that you're doing. So who is Swango Smoothie? What are you doing here? And why are you so involved in Fashion Week?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Swanko, so I'm just an entrepreneur, a guy that's trying to bring our community together. I grew up in the inner city of Rochester, New York, and I think me and Meg, we share that in common, just bringing people together and letting them see a different point of view, POV of what we got going on. It's not just one point of view, it's different point of views. And make a fusion and mix everything together, I think it's refreshing.
Yeah, you know? It is super refreshing and super cool. So how did you get into the entrepreneurial spirit of everything that is fashion? I'm looking at you right now. You're swaggy. You are swaggy, boy. So what is going on with all of that, and how did you get to where you are today with that?
I think coming out of high school, me and my friends and my brothers, we just danced a lot, and I think we drew a lot of attention from that. So as getting older, you know, your knees start to hurt and stuff like that.
Period.
Like, what's the next element that I could go off? And I always was good. Me and my brother got best dressed in high school. So we was like, let's take it to the next level. Let's take that element and push it. So it did a great job for us. And ended up meeting Meg. And Meg been dealing with me ever since. And we just been knocking down accolades ever since.
Yeah. How did you guys meet?
Sage, my great friend Sage, who's the director of photography for Fashion Week, he had told me about Swanko's and said, you know, it's this great group of guys and they get the energy going and they get the vibe. And we kept trying to meet. And then finally, and I'd seen pictures of him and we had a meeting scheduled and it didn't happen. And then I'm walking by and Swanko's sitting on the park bench. And I said, Swanko, we're supposed to be having a meeting. So I just sat down and started talking
to
him, and we just
right
had
there.
Our meeting. And then they did their first show, and their energy was amazing. And Swanko is a natural leader. I mean, he just has a way with people where they are drawn to him. And I saw how he dealt with all his models and his partners, and I just believed in him. Yeah. And so we just had a connection as both creatives and then now friends. Mm-hmm. And I just, his energy is amazing and he's got great ideas. And I just, you know, in my heart, I love to see some of the young people that come up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what we're in the process of doing, right?
Yeah. Well, even for this show, I was a part of the Center for Youth growing up. I went through difficulties and I stayed with the Center for Youth also. Okay. So that was another reason what, like...
It's a huge
this,
connection.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. Oh, man, doing this with Meg is
it's awesome. It's literally the people that you're helping by putting on this fashion show, the kids and the youth in Center for Youth, that's him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's literally him. Yeah. Like, that's so cool.
And yeah.
To think that the money that's going back to the Center for Youth, helping 8, 10, 12-year-old right now... could be working with you in the on the runway in the next 10 years.
Like, yep.
That's insane.
Very possible. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Definitely. So when it comes to your designer and designs, tell us a little bit about that, mm-hmm. the team that you have behind you, how you got into Fashion Week. Do you have a storefront? I have so many questions.
Oh, man. So we definitely have this chaotic, like, we're like, have you ever seen a Basquiat painting?
No.
A Basquiat painting?
No.
It's just... chaotic, most of this
chaos,
but it's beautiful.
Okay,
you know, at the same time, we make things work. So right now, we're building a team, and we're also looking for more people to help us build our team. But I have a cool team of six. We have our media team with High Res. He's been doing an awesome job with us, working with models and helping them with their development. My co-founder with me is my brother Fahim. He also helps me with designs. We also take our time, like we like going in the community, interacting with people. That's how we really get inspired because we mm-hmm. really city kids, went to inner city schools. We also rec centers, et cetera, worked there. Also, we very involved inside the community. So we try to get inspired off of those things too and try to bring that nostalgic feeling back to our brand and, you know,
let
people see it through that.
I like that. Yeah, your pants are huge right now. It's like giving, it's giving 90s. I'm obsessed. Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool. And for Fashion Week coming up here, like, we are coming up super quick. So, Meg, do you want to give us the rundown of the schedule and, like, what is to be expected?
Absolutely.
Where people can buy tickets, all of the things.
Great. Yeah. So we have our first show on October 9th, and the doors open at 6. Show starts at 7:30. We've got some amazing local boutiques. We've got Shop Peppermint. We have some new cut and sew designers, Let's Backtrack, and Fashion Fitted, which is a local designer. And then I have my fabulous Adebayo Jones, yes. who's coming back from London and bringing... We have models that are flying in from California to walk in his show. I mean, he is like world renowned. So he's in Thursday. Friday, we have Jammin, who is this amazing guy that does these incredible cool jackets. You've got to check out his jacket, Swank, because they're very, very cool. We have like a father-daughter show on Cute. Friday, and another local designer, Dolled by D, and she does this incredible crochet, and she has little kids in her show, and they all have these incredible, like, worked on dances, like with full on coordinated moves. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday is our finale show. We have the Rochester City Ballet that's walking for Jovell's. They're actually dancing in Jovell's beautiful evening dresses and prom dresses and wedding gowns, and they're dancing down the runway. And we have Monsaware, which is a wonderful local designer. We've got Swank. And his crew will be just blowing up the runway. So it's just going to be another fantastic year. Tickets are on Eventbrite. The dates are October 9th, 10th, and 11th. Mm-hmm. And I believe we still have tickets left. There's also VIP tables, and you can purchase a table by contacting the Center for Youth and buy a table from Elaine Spall, the director. And we just feel like it's going to be another fabulous year of new people. Oh, we have, this is a return. We have a rodeo star. She's like a local rodeo star with Rodeo Fashions. And they bring their ponies, and their ponies are on the runway, two miniature ponies.
What?
And they braid their hair, and they put all kinds of
accessories. Sign me up for
It's
that.
Wild. Oh, it's Friday night. No, it's Saturday night, because you're on Friday.
What? I will be walking Friday. I will be in Adebayo, the fabulous Adebayo, and I will be in Panache by Natalie Ray. So that'll be really fun. it's always just good vibes. It's always a good time. And, you know, I always say when I talk to a lot of non-for-profits that do a lot of different fundraisers, I'm like, fundraisers need to be fun. It's literally in the word. So these stuffy like auctions and things like that, not saying all auctions are stuffy, but like it needs to feel like we're there for a good time, especially if I'm spending like hard-earned money to be somewhere to support your cause. I want to have a good time. I want there to be music. I want there to be dancing. I want there to be the whole thing. It's, I can attest, it's very fun. Come see us. We will all be there. DJ Naps will be there again.
Oh, absolutely. My work husband, I was just with him.
DJ Naps is DJing my wedding.
He told me. I was so excited. And he and I did all the music.
I'm so excited.
He's the best.
I got engaged. The first words out of my mouth after yes was, where is DJ Naps? I was like, is he available? Let's find a date that works for him. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
That is so funny because when both my daughters got married, the first, I didn't even get the location. I'm like, I've got to text Naps.
No.
Because we were out of town for both times. And I'm like, I've got to text Naps because what's your date, kids? And they're like, Mom, we don't even know. We just got engaged.
Yeah. No, literally me. I was like, actually, DJ Naps, you tell me the date that you want me to get married because as long as you're free, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Yeah, that's how you know you're a good DJ. But yeah, so he will be there. There will be a lot of fun. And it is going to be taking place at the
convention center.
The convention center. Okay.
And one other really cool group we have, it is Yoga Flow from Midtown.
Oh.
Randy Lattimore is bringing 10 yoga folks, and they're going to do Yoga Flow to amazing music. And then we also have a hockey team that is, a lot of them are Marines, okay. Navy. And so that's a super cool group of guys. So
perfect.
Wow.
Yay.
It's going to be an interesting weekend.
What kind of models do you have? What kind of designs do you have up your sleeves, Swanko?
We're very diverse. And we do a lot of, I try to take nothing from something. So it's going to be a lot of, because it's magic, it's going to be a lot of glitter.
Mm.
It's got, like I said, I have this has been amazing for me too, designing and creating. It's going to be a lot of glitter. It's going to be a lot of patterns.
Let's go.
And I'm just going to say the word wizard. So if you come and you hear wizard, I hope you get that feel. I hope it's a nice connection. So I hope you guys pop out and keep the word wizard in your head. So it goes.
Let's go. Yay. Okay, awesome. Amazing. Well, thank you both so much. I am so excited for Fashion Week. I know that everyone else is excited for Fashion Week as well. And if you have never been to Fashion Week of Rochester in any capacity, this is the time to do it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be
October 9th, 10th, and 11th at the Downtown Convention Center. Tickets on Eventbrite under Fashion Week Rochester. So I would move on getting those tickets because I checked them this morning and every day. Rochester's a last minute town. Yeah. We panic. Oh my God, there's no one's buying tickets. And then all of a sudden, like overnight, we sold 50 tickets. So and when they're gone, they're gone. And people start blowing up my phone thinking I've got a back pocket stash and I don't. So I would go for it now.
Yay. Well, thank you so much, Meg and Swanko, for being here. Good luck with Fashion Week. And again, go grab your tickets. It's going to be one heck of a show. It was so nice to meet you. It was so nice to see you again, Meg. And good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.